radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. And it is Friday, April 13th, 2012 here. Happy Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Happy Trishkadekaphobia. That's the unreasonable fear of Friday the 13th, or the number 13, actually. Why is Friday the 13th unlucky? Well, it certainly was for the Knights Templars back in 1307. It was on a Friday the 13th that King Philip the Fair allied with the Pope, had all the Templars arrested, or most of them, some of them got away, tortured them, tried to find their treasure, and really didn't succeed, and it was a very, very unpleasant situation. Now, two countries where the Templars were not arrested, where the Pope's order was ignored, were, of course, Portugal and Scotland. And as a matter of fact, on the my family, after they fled Spain and the Inquisition and settled in Portugal, intermarried with one of the surviving Templar families. And I used to take a great deal of pride in that. But now, of course, I've come to understand that the reason the Templars were so loath, that's got nothing to do with Da Vinci Code or anything like that. They were the world's first private central bankers, and they almost wrecked Europe with their compound interest, which up until the Templars had been banned by Christians as a destroyer of societies. And so looking back on that now and looking at what private central banking has done to the United States and Europe today, I'm sorry, my ancestors didn't get half the kicking around they deserved. I think we got to bring that back. Let's arrest the Federal Reserve and let's, you know, tie them to a stake and set them on fire, because it certainly worked back then. All right, on a more serious note, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Matt is in our control room today, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your calls when you call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. This is also today the birthday of Thomas Jefferson, my absolute favorite founding father, except, of course, for Dr. Josiah Bartlett, but that's a personal bias. Thomas Jefferson, who drafted the Declaration of Independence and was eventually a president, was born on this day in 1743, so that's a little point of note. Now, remember yesterday when I was talking about the all Zimmerman all the time, and it's still going on. They're talking about he's in court. Here, they're changing the judge. They're asking for bond. It's just nonstop. Jesse Jackson's out there talking about the Tulsa case. This is a hate crime. This is a hate crime. We've got a problem with race, and they're just selling this thing as hard as they can. Remember yesterday I was telling you they're selling this whole racial divide thing as a campaign issue for Obama, and they're distracting you from other things. And what might that be? Well, we found one. And I have not seen this reported in the American media yet. The new government of Iceland just forgave all mortgage debt for the population of Iceland. Zeroed out. You guys own your homes. Simply said, the mortgage debt is gone. It's vanished. It was arrived at fraudulently. It's now gone. End of discussion. Putting the bankers and the politicians from the old government on the bench of the accused. It proves that when the people do stand up against the money junkies, they can prevail. You don't hear a lot about Iceland on the news these days. You're always hearing about, Syria and Yemen and Iraq and Libya and all these places we've got to destroy. They can't come up with a reason to invade and attack Iceland right now. They're not Muslim. They're not terrorists. And they're showing the world the way to freedom. When the money junkies cheat you, when they defraud you, you put them in jail, is what you do. And you fire the government that helped them do it. And Iceland's economy is on the way up. Every Icelandic person now owns their home, free and clear. You're not going to hear that on the American news, I betcha. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. What are some of the other things that maybe they don't want to report to you on the corporate media? They're going to keep on waving. Well, now the story is Mayor West rescues woman from fire. Film at 11 or whatever they're saying here. The little distractions. They don't want to report on the stuff that actually affects your life. Yeah, it's cool he rescued the woman. That's great. I don't know the woman. I don't know the mayor. I don't even live in that state. The things that affect all of us are the economy and the wars. Bernanke is out there saying basically this nation is on the precipice of economic destruction. It has bankrupted itself on all the wars. It's bankrupted itself saving Wall Street from the mortgage-backed security fraud. It's bankrupted itself with all this money that's given to Israel in violation of U.S. law, I might add. As of last year, the U.S. government debt officially exceeded 100% of the nation's gross domestic product. In other words, the U.S. government debt is now as big as everything produced in America. That is an absolute unsustainable situation. I find it rather alarming on a day when the stock market is again struggling to stay in the green at the end of the week here. The corporate media is out there proclaiming that home prices have hit bottom, and now is the time to buy a home. Go back into slavery to those banks and mortgage companies that already screwed you once. Now's the time to let them do it to you again. No, I don't think so. This kind of announcement is not to serve the American people. It's to serve the bankers. The bankers need to sell more mortgages to keep this little Ponzi scheme going again. And they're going to use the corporate media where they own a large percentage of those corporations to say, yes, you must go do what is in our best interest. Go pledge yourself to another death pledge, a mortgage or mortgage. Go back into debt, buy a home. And the reality is, if they can't get people to start buying homes, home prices are going to continue to drop. And because so many homes were foreclosed and are on those balance sheets on the banks, if the prices, if the value of those homes drop, the banks become instantly insolvent. So this is a desperation move by the bankers to get you to come back in, start buying homes to run those housing prices back up. Remember what I've been telling you for months now. Bankers hate affordable housing. If houses are so inexpensive, and if you look at just the actual cost of the wood and the labor to build one, it's not all that much. If you could buy a house and pay it off in 5-10 years like you do a car, then you are of no more use to the bankers. The bankers want houses to, the bankers need houses to be so expensive, you spend your entire life working and giving them their work, giving the bankers your work product to pay it all off. They need housing prices to be high to keep you a slave. And right now, they're looking at another possible drop in housing prices, and they're trying to get you, buy back in, create a demand. Even if it's an artificial demand, create a demand so we can run the housing prices back up to where you'll spend your entire life working to live in one. The bankers are not working in your interest, and neither is the corporate media. They're out there trying to flog you back into permanent servitude to the bankers. We need to do what Iceland did. Throw the crooked bankers in jail and fire the government that helped them loot the American people. The Telegraph is reporting that Britain has gone back into recession. So the European bailouts are not working. All that $15 trillion that moved from the United States to Britain's banking system that was uncovered in that Parliament investigation, that didn't help. They've gone back into recession. They're all still screaming about that 11th marble. IMF's managing director, Christine Lagarde, is saying that Europe's debt still poses a risk to the global economy. Of course it does. It is a debt created by private central banks, which by design create more debt than money. There is no way to save Europe from default. And all this talk about the U.S. turning a corner, that's election year propaganda. As long as we follow these arbitrary rules of the private central bankers, the debt is inescapable. We need to do what Iceland did. Iceland has shown us the way. We just need the courage to go along and do what Iceland did. Because if we continue playing by the rules that favor the bankers are always going to win. The bankers are this generation's version of the enslavers. The essence of the banking industry is to keep us all, whether we are individuals or nations, slaves to debt. When the bankers control the debt, they control everything. Oh, yes, you do the propaganda we want you to do, or we'll call in the loans for all that television equipment that we funded you for to set up your network. You do what we say, or we'll call in the loans and destroy you. It really is very much back like serfdom and feudalism in medieval times where you no longer own your land. The land owns you. That's the goal. They're trying to go right back to the 12th century because it was so fun back there in the middle of the Dark Ages. The nobility could do anything they wanted. Torture, kill, nothing. They couldn't be charged. They were the nobility. Another story that everybody's fanning, more for distraction than history, is the Titanic, and some pretty absurd theories are being floated about it, kind of along the same level as, it's just a lot of nonsensical stuff out there. But for those of you who are watching on Justin TV, 1 year I was a very, very bad boy, and I asked Santa Claus, meaning Claire, if I could have a lump of coal, and she got me this, and this is a lump of coal from the wreck of the Titanic. The RMS Titanic Company, which has started all this controversy by bringing up artifacts, did a lot of their original funding by simply dredging up the coal that fell out of the coal bunkers of the Titanic when it broke apart, and they were selling that, and I got one. It's part of my debris collection, along with my Trinitite and my ash from Mount St. Helens and my debris from the World Trade Center. So, that's my lump of coal. And again, I understand Bob Ballard talking about the Titanic as a grave site, but Ballard's never had that same attitude about all these Black Sea shipwrecks that they've found. He's brought up artifacts from them. So it's kind of a double standard. I think, given that there are no human remains left on the Titanic, it is an archaeological site, it is not a graveyard. And if you just leave everything down there on the bottom of the ocean, it'll eventually be gone anyway. The Titanic, the bacteria have eaten through the steel. The Titanic is on the verge of simply collapsing in on itself and destroying what artifacts remain in there. And I really do think, under reasonable controls, they should be salvaged and put in museums. Now, you remember that big, scary North Korean rocket we were all supposed to be afraid of? All last week, North Korea's rocket. It's a provocation. It's a threat. It's a violation of international agreements. It's a total failure. It blew up coming off the launching pad, plunged into the ocean, taking with it the credibility of everybody in the U.S. government and the corporate media who tried to spin this rocket test and the North Koreans as a big, scary boogeyman we're all supposed to be afraid of. I don't think so. Looking at that rocket, you know, it's very, very slender, which makes it look really sexy and long, and maybe they're compensating for something with that rocket. But looking at it, the first thing that occurred to me is, because these rockets are steered from the rear end, where the engines are, they're pushing the rear around to aim it. Given the ratio of width to length, thinking about just the simple concept of leverage, when they're pushing the rear end of that rocket around to aim it, it's going to put a lot of strain on the bolts holding the stages together. And if it's undergoing buffeting at the same time, again, I don't know why this North Korean rocket failed, but they've failed a lot before, and it's usually involved in something to do with the staging. And so I'm just going to take a guess here and say that probably the interstage failed under that. And again, it has to do with, well, you know, over-engineering and making a little too light. Anyway, so rather than admit that, yes, it was much ado about nothing, the U.S. propaganda machine has come back and said, well, yes, they dumped the rocket in the ocean, but now this increases the likelihood of a new nuclear test. They can't admit that they made this a mountain out of this North Korean molehill over this rocket test, and it turned out to be, it fizzled. It was a big, huge fizzle. There's no threat there. So they're going to come back and say, oh, yes, there's a threat. It's a different threat. Be afraid. Be afraid. Be scared of the North Koreans. Be afraid of the Iraqis. Be afraid of the Australians. Be afraid of the Samoans. Be afraid of whatever. You know what the leading cause of terror is in the United States of America? It's the U.S. government and the corporate media. That's the message they're giving you every single day. Be afraid of this. Be afraid of that. Be afraid of people whose skins are different color. That's the new message we're getting in this whole Zimmerman case. Jesse Jackson was out there, you know, this morning, pounding on this shooting up in Tulsa. You know, he's just saying, there's racism, there's hate, there's this. They're selling fear. I'm not even going to call it terrorism anymore. It's scarerism. That's the job of the corporate media and the government propagandists, is scarerism, keeping you scared so you cannot think straight and objectively. And you know something? It's going to backfire. I think it's backfiring already. Do you know why? Because fear is very tiring. It's exhausting. You reach a point where the neurotransmitters inside your brain that signal, I am afraid, simply burn out. There are no more left there. And you reach a point where you simply can't feel afraid anymore, no matter how scary the boogeyman is. And at that point, all that's left is rage. And that's when things like Egypt and Iceland happen, and it's overdue here. And the problem is the government can't quit. Once they start using fear to rule you, they can never stop, because once people calm down and start thinking clearly, the game is over. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance.
Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And in reply to the emails coming in, no, my lump of Titanic coal is not for sale. It's a gift from my wife, and I take such things very, very seriously. And she's laughing in the other room here. I'm sure the stuff is still out there on eBay or something, if you can go find the thing. It's a lump of coal. That's all it is, okay? It's a curiosity. Anyway, getting back to more serious situations, the ceasefire in Syria appears to be holding, despite the best efforts of the hired agents provocateurs running around saying, it's a civil war! It's a civil war! I'm an oppressed minority! I got a t-shirt and everything! Look at my membership card! Oppressed Syrian club thing! And it's not working. The Syrian people understand. This is just a dirty trick played by the United States and Israel. It's identical to what they did in Libya, and they don't want to go along with it. So the ceasefire is holding, and Hillary is in front of a brick wall someplace, pounding her forehead into the mortar and saying, darn it, how do we get this thing going again? Pakistan has now reiterated their demand for the United States to end drone strikes inside their country. And they want an unconditional apology for these attacks that have killed a lot of civilians, a lot of innocent people. In fact, there's actually no evidence that these drone strikes have hit anybody who was a danger or a threat to the United States of America. The attitude is loud explosion, and then the U.S. comes in and says, that bloody splatter over there, we think that might have been a guy who didn't like us. And the Pakistanis will say, how do you know he didn't like us? Well, he's dead, isn't he? You don't think we'd kill innocent people, do you? And the Pakistanis are saying, yes, you're killing a lot of innocent people. And I think from the Pakistanis' point of view, I mean, look at it this way. If you're in your local market, and all of a sudden, with no warning, there's a huge explosion, and a lot of people are dead. It's an act of terror. And it doesn't matter if it's somebody wearing a vest full of dynamite or a multi-million dollar robotic airplane overhead. It's still an act of terror. And that's what the Pakistanis are saying. They don't want any more U.S. terrorism inside their country. Can hardly blame them for that. All righty. Now, the United States is making a big stink about the fact that Iran has turned off their tracking system for their oil tankers. And by the way, China's sending them a bunch more oil tankers. And this isn't anything about stealth or anything like that. The way this works is radars only work near the coast, near the harbors, obviously, when the ships are out in the deep water of the oceans and over the curve of the earth. There's no real way to know exactly where they are unless you're watching them from a satellite. And what commercial shipping has done for years is they have a little electronic box on their ship that uses the GPS to record their exact position. That information is then sent through a regular communication satellite, like a text message, to a central area which simply maps out where all the ships are at any given time. And it basically allows shipping managers to manage traffic, because you don't want to have a bunch of ships arriving at the same time at a port and just jamming up the system. You also know where the ships are in case something appears to be going wrong. You know where to send the rescue crews. It's all very well and good. The Iranian ships are now turning off these little locator boxes. And the U.S. is saying, aha, it proves nefarious purposes. Actually, no, it doesn't. At this stage of the game, Iran is probably concerned that mysterious unmarked ships and planes might start attacking their oil tankers, as happened to the USS Liberty. And why should they make it easy for a certain Middle Eastern nation that is desperate to start a war to find out where their oil tankers are? It wouldn't take the sinking of too many of these large oil tankers to really seriously crimp the flow of oil coming out of Iran. And we know there is a nation in the Middle East that absolutely loves to attack ships in international waters, whether it's the USS Liberty or the Aid Flotilla. And Iran is probably thinking, okay, this is a very real risk that Israel's going to come in and try and start sinking our shipping just because they're that way about it. And they're going to turn off the locator. Why make it easy for them? So I think it's a very reasonable precaution for them to be taking right now. Over in Egypt, and this is kind of in the category of flipping the finger, as it were, at the United States and Israel. Egypt's parliament has passed a law barring any officials of Mubarak's regime from running for office. And basically what they're trying to do is prevent any assets of the U.S. or Israel from getting back into political power. And everybody's whining and crying that most of the candidates running for office in Egypt are Muslim. And they're saying, well, look, we wanted democracy in Egypt, but it's got to be a democracy that likes us. You know, otherwise, we're going to have to reinvade the place again. U.S. foreign policy is an absolute disaster right now. And it's a disaster because our entire foreign policy is all about attacking Israel's enemies. And all of Israel's enemies don't like us for it. And then we act surprised like, you know, we've only bombed their homes and blown up their schools. And can't they take a joke? Really, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to talk about some scientific stuff here. Actually, it's about Fukushima. There is a swarm of quakes taking place just off the coast from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear reactor. There were seven moderate quakes. I think the strongest one has been downgraded to a 5.8, 5.7, but the place is getting rattled. And there was a report yesterday that temperatures were rising noticeably in the spent fuel pool of reactor number 4. Now, TEPCO has now come back and said that was erroneous data. I'm not sure if I'm willing to take them at their word, simply because the early reports of extreme radiation coming from the Fukushima plant, 24 hours later, TEPCO said, oh, it was a calculation error, and it's really only 1/100th of what you were told. And then a couple of months down the road, they go back and say, yeah, actually, it was the higher figure. We know they're lying. That's the problem. We know that TEPCO and the government of Japan and General Electric and even the U.S. government media have been lying about the severity of this disaster from day one. And that means we are free, unfortunately, to imagine the worst case possibility. And so far, the worst case possibility has turned out to be the correct one. Now, they're just now finding out that over in Reactor 3, remember, that was the one that exploded with this sort of yellow-green cloud that they tried to tell us was a hydrogen explosion, which would produce white, you know, steam. And apparently it is so radioactive in there, they're still unable to get robots to go in too far, or the robot's circuitry simply fries. It is that intense in there. They're apparently only just now figuring out that the overhead crane in the building, which weighs 35 tons, landed on top of the spent fuel rod cooling pool in reactor number 3. And this is the one with that complex multi-oxide fuel, the MOX fuel. Very controversial material. So now, any idea, in, you know, any possibility of removing the spent fuel rods and disposing of them properly is complicated by the fact they've got 35 tons of wreckage sitting on the top of the fuel pool. They're claiming the fuel rods themselves have not been damaged. That's kind of a relative term. It's just debris anyway. It doesn't matter if they are damaged, frankly. Now, the reason we're all concerned about reactor number 4's spent fuel pool and whether or not the temperature is rising. And by the way, they did shut down the cooling system for tests and checks, and they got it back up and running. But as to whether it's getting warmer or not, it's entirely possible. I mean, Building 4 is already leaning. If you look at the live-action camera, it's already slightly tilted, and people are worried that another big quake would actually bring it down. And that would expose the entire contents of that spent fuel rod pool to the air. They wouldn't be able to cool it. It would start heating up to the point where it would spontaneously ignite. And then you got some real problems. By the way, down toward Tokyo, they're already reporting that they're seeing an increase in the airborne radiation. So something's going on up there. Now, why are we in this mess? Well, it's a lot of different reasons. The money junkies said we don't need a really tall anti-tsunami wall. The money junkies said we don't need to put the emergency generators high up on a hill where they'll be safe from flooding if there is a tsunami, because they do live in a quake zone. There is a possibility that the Stuxnet virus, which was designed to interrupt and disrupt the Siemens controllers used in nuclear power stations, like the one in Iran and the one at Fukushima, may have been a factor in the fact that so many of these emergency systems at Fukushima fail to operate the way they're supposed to. We don't know that Stuxnet was in the actual Fukushima power station, but we do know that it was found in computers around Fukushima before the quake and the tsunami struck. So we don't know. And unfortunately, sadly, under the radiation, the memories of those Siemens controllers are probably just junk by now. But the reality here is the reason this is such a problem, those spent fuel cooling pools were supposed to be a temporary storage only, to get them to cool down to the point where they could be transported to a radioactive waste disposal site, which nobody's ever come up with. And every uranium power station on planet Earth is simply piling up these rods. They simply build another tank, put the rods in there and say, okay, problem solved. And these tanks are full of this incredibly toxic material. And as long as the cooling is running, we're sort of kind of okay. But in a situation with Fukushima, if Building 4 were to collapse, the entire contents of the spent fuel rod pool would no longer be cool, because the pool itself would be ruptured and destroyed. There'd be no way to pump enough water onto it to keep it cool. And even if they did, where's that water going to go? It's going to go out in the Pacific Ocean. Which raises the question, where is all the cooling liquid going now that they're using to keep all this stuff cool? You know, is it a completely 100% closed cycle? I'm not sure, not with all the leaks in the building. The reality is that because of decay processes in these fuel rods, they'll go on heating up until they reach their own ignition temperature and start burning. Plutonium is very flammable. And if the rods are not kept a distance from each other, you could get critical mass and spontaneous fission taking place outside of a controlled environment, which there is evidence to suggest has already started happening. This is a huge, huge mess. I was watching last night Anthony Bourdain and his No Reservations, and they were in Russia, in the Ukraine, and they did a quick tour of Chernobyl, and it was rather interesting where they were talking about the human-caused disaster of Chernobyl, and it was an older show. They were kind of like saying, well, you know, Japan, it was a natural disaster. And, you know, and they kept focusing on Chernobyl and how bad it was. And they made a little statistic in there where it is estimated by health experts that the number of people whose health were affected by Chernobyl runs into the hundreds of thousands. Well, that's got to be that much worse for Fukushima. You know, it's one thing to say these people died right away, but when we're talking about radiation, and people, the money junkies still try and understate the dangers of it. Now we're finding out that dental x-rays are giving people brain tumors. And this, at Fukushima, it's just pouring into the ocean. And even Fukushima is saying, yeah, it was up in those Alaska fishing grounds in just about a month. So we're going to keep an eye on it. Now, we're very lucky here in Hawaii because the Pacific Gyre Current sort of keeps the radiation away from us. And the numbers, we've had a couple of hot days, but they're still pretty reasonable around here. But this is a very worrying situation. And to find that the U.S. is now starting to talk about authorizing construction of new reactors of the same design, that's money junkie thinking. We already know how to do that. We don't have to spend R&D money. And, of course, the bomb manufacturers are saying, yeah, more uranium reactors. We need more plutonium to make new bombs to hurl at those godless Muslims and whatever else they're going to do. Thorium cycle reactors. And, by the way, this is an established technology. This is not blue sky R&D. There are thorium cycle reactors working. Thorium has more energy density than uranium. It's more abundant. It's very inexpensive. It's a waste material in a lot of industrial applications. Outside of nuclear power generation, thorium doesn't have a lot of industrial applications. They used to use it to make glass for ultra-fast camera lenses, and I have an antique thorium glass F1.2 lens on my night vision scope, which, when I'm not using it, I keep packed well away from any carbon-based life forms. And it's a beta source, which is relatively harmless. It's the gamma rays you got to watch out for. And I do use this thorium glass lens to make sure that my radiation meter is still counting the same number of pulses over the same amount of time. So it's my calibration source. But it is a very, very serious situation, and it's complicated by the fact that from day one, we have been lied to by the corporate media, by TEPCO, by the government of Japan, by the government of the U.S., by General Electric, which designed those reactors. And we know the reactors are not being used the way they're supposed to be, certainly within regards to the procedures for the spent fuel rods. They're not supposed to just pile them up and create this hideous radioactive waste pile just waiting to be destroyed. That's a major problem, and you know, now they're going to build a wall around it and say, nobody go in there anymore, and the problem is solved. No, it isn't. They can't just cover it over with a cocoon like they did Chernobyl, because it's at the shoreline. And whatever is eating down into the soil is going to leach out into the ocean. Hope it doesn't wake Godzilla. Anyway. All righty, let's see. A video has surfaced from the Los Angeles Police Department where eight police officers shoot this unarmed Asian man. He's 19 years old. They're claiming that he said he had a gun, but he didn't. He was basically, he failed to stop for reckless driving. He's a teenager. And he wound up being shot dead live on television because they had the helicopters over high-speed chase, and the cops, eight cops, shot this 19-year-old kid. 90 rounds. 90 bullets they fired at this 19-year-old kid. I think that's a little bit of an overreaction. Yes, reckless driving is bad, and it's wrong. But I thought they had those roadway spike things, and, you know, they could just gently nudge the car over to the curb with their own car. And instead, they stopped this guy, and on TV, eight cops pumped 90 bullets into this kid. I think it's an overreaction. Maybe it's being done to fan up that whole, oh, now the Asians are the oppressed people, and, you know, fan it up back and forth like that. Now, the good news is, as you know, ever since this Zimmerman thing heated up, I've been saying this is all about keeping us divided and against each other, and other people are beginning to pick up on this story and write about the same thing. There's an article today, we link to whatreallyhappened.com. Propagandists are failing to divide the American people. And I'm going to read you a direct quote from it. We are seeing a push for a race war, which is failing. There's a war on women, which I guess is supposed to indicate men against women. There's a war on religion, which I guess is supposed to mean whatever they want it to mean from one minute to the next, including but not limited to abortion, birth control, Mitt Romney's Mormonism, Paul Ryan's Catholicism, and Obama's Muslimism. And, of course, there is the class war, which makes the whole thing quite interesting. And it's failing. They're trying to turn the American people into war against themselves instead of war against the money junkies. The money junkies, that greed for wealth at any cost, by any means possible, is the root of all evil. I used to say the money is the root of all evil. No, it isn't. Money solves a lot of problems. The lust for money, the addiction to money, is the root of all evil. And again, this is not a condemnation of everybody who is rich in this country. There are people who just happen to become rich because they had really good ideas or they make really good products. And again, I keep going back to James Cameron, who just was, I guess he was on the Colbert last night after coming back from his dive to the Challenger Deep. Boy, there's a guy we can all look up to and admire. He makes really good movies that we want to see. We, of our own free will, voluntarily buy the tickets to his movies or the DVDs or the Blu-rays. Or Steve Jobs, who invented a cool computer that we all voluntarily chose to buy. Those are rich people that nobody is angry or hostile with. We admire them. That's what capitalism is supposed to be about. The cause of the evils in our society are the money junkies who game the system to make billions of dollars without returning anything of value to our society. And who bribe and buy the media and the politicians to manipulate the system, to simply drive wealth into their own pockets, to the detriment of the society as a whole. Those are the money junkies, and they are the cause of all the evils that have hit, not just the United States of America, but all over Europe. And the only way they can keep in power, the only reason they can keep being money junkies, is to constantly trick you and I into fighting each other. Oh, we got to get the blacks and the whites angry with each other, and the Asians against the Occidentals, and we got to get the men and the women hating each other again like they did back in the 1990s. Let's get the young and the old hating each other and fighting with each other. It's divide and conquer. It cannot be allowed to work. We are an American people, and we face a common enemy that threatens all that we have as the American people ever built. All that we've sacrificed for, all that we've spent for, all the great things the American people have achieved are at risk from the greed of the money junkies. We are not a nation of black and white, male and female, gay and straight. We are a nation of an American people who happen to be black and white, brown, yellow, red, gay, straight, men, women, young, old. But we're still, above all of that, an American people, and we must stand united against the common enemy of us all. That person living across the street from you or next door to you is not your enemy, no matter what the corporate media tries to tell you. The money junkies in their Wall Street palaces are the enemy of us all. And they perpetuate themselves with fraud, lies, and deception. Don't fall for it. Don't be as stupid as they are praying that you are on the altars of whatever deity they are convinced wants them to have all of life's blessings. All righty. Now, speaking of paranoid and divisions and everything, Israel is absolutely having a conniption fit over the pro-Palestinian activists. They do not want people coming into Palestine and the West Bank. They do not want the eyes of the world looking at Israel's continued encroachments into Palestinian homes and lands, the destruction of their water supplies, the sabotaging of their crops, the dumping of raw sewage from the settlements onto the farmlands of the Palestinians whose homes it used to be. They don't want to see that happen. Israel has managed to prevail on Lufthansa to cancel all the tickets that were bought by the activists going to Palestine. I think that's a violation of the law, because when you buy a ticket from an airline, that's a contract. I have given you my money, and in exchange, you are going to take me to wherever. And Israel went to Lufthansa and said, oh, no, no, if you let those people come into Israel, we'll call you Nazis again, or some such nonsense. And Lufthansa caved. They issued refunds and canceled all the tickets and said, we're sorry, but Netanyahu says we can't let you in there. So, all right, we're coming up on another break here. Phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're going to be back after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. It was a rather interesting situation. Israel is beginning to understand that the American people are wising up to the fact that AIPAC is subverting the U.S. government to Israel's needs, and they're trying to do some damage control. Apparently, the Israeli ambassador went over to the New York Times and graciously granted them an interview in which he said Netanyahu does not interfere in U.S. elections. And if you believe that one, I've got some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. We know that AIPAC, on behalf of Israel, does interfere in U.S. elections. We know that they give lots of money to candidates who will prostrate themselves before Tel Aviv. And we know that they will give vast amounts of money to the opponents of any congressional candidates who have any instance of objectivity regarding the Israel and Palestine issue. We saw what they did to Cynthia McKinney and people like her who stood up and said, look, this constant obeisance to Israel's agenda is destroying our foreign policy and our reputation around the world. And it's morally wrong as well. There is no question Israel is exerting influence over our elections. They're starting to do it up in Canada, by the way. We know that Israel bribes the American media to report the news in a way that benefits Israel. And that includes political news. Or hadn't you wondered why all of the TV networks are continuing to pretend that Ron Paul doesn't exist? They have been given their orders. Ron Paul, as president, would not blindly follow Israel's orders to send your children out to die in Israel's wars. And that's why they set out at the very beginning to say, we will not allow him to be the nominee, and by golly, they did it again. But now we know that's what's been going on. That report by the United States Senate about Israel's bribing of the American corporate media was declassified after 25 years, which raises the question why the United States Senate decided to hide from the American people a report that Israel was bribing the prostitutes of the American corporate media to lie to them on behalf of Israel. Why is that a national secret? Why did that have to be kept from the American people for 25 years? It's a topic for another show. But that is exactly what happened. Russia Today did this amazing video report on how the American media is just bought and paid for by Israel. You know where Israel gets that money to bribe the American media into their service and obeisance? They get it from you. That's the money Congress takes from you and gives to Israel every year, a violation of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act, violation of the Glenn Act. The defense money is supposed to be for defense only, and yet Israel spends it on offense, and the U.S. government looks the other way. The U.S. government is breaking U.S. law to take your money and give it to Israel, and up at this point it's totaled four times the entire cost of the entire Apollo moon program. And we don't have anything like Velcro or integrated circuit chips or material science or any new technologies coming out of all of this money. And we certainly don't have a giant leap for mankind. Quite the contrary. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back. Please join us on the air, 800-313-9443.